Rebooting California was the title of a one-day symposium at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles last Friday. It was set up to explore ideas for returning state government to good working order. Among those in attendance was Dick Spotswood of Mill Valley, who moonlights as KRCB-TV's senior political correspondent. Among the many ideas that were expounded, he says, there was one immediate measure that had widespread support.
Everybody present favored redistricting. There wasn't anybody that did not favor the Citizens Redistricting Commission. First of all, the old system is utterly corrupt. And at the very least, it's not corrupt, the Citizens Commission. They thought that redistricting reform would end up creating, out of 120 state legislative districts, maybe 20 competitive districts. We probably have three or four right now. So they would add an element of competitive districts, which could affect the legislature.
There was also general consensus that a full-scale constitutional convention is not likely to happen anytime soon. So Spotswood says the focus instead turned to a series of piecemeal reforms, such as term limit modifications, as advocated by Dan Schnur, the newly appointed chair of the state's Fair Political Practices Commission.
Right now you serve 6 years in the state assembly, 8 years in the Senate, for a total of 14 years. That's it. That's your career. Schnur's proposal was that you can serve 12 years max in the legislature, 2 years less than at present, but they can all be in one house. 12 years is fairly close to the historic average of legislative tenure before term limits. That's enough time to build up expertise, to withstand special interest pressure, to have some ability to follow a piece of legislation. It's a darn good proposal.
Other ideas that were up for discussion included consolidating the state Senate and Assembly into a single, or unicameral, legislative body, and an even more radical suggestion from former Governor Gray Davis.
That they only meet every other year, and the rest of the time, they got to go home. Got to get out of Sacramento, do their constituency work. His belief was less time in Sacramento causes less harm, and being back in the district will cause legislators to have to deal with real people. That was an interesting concept.
These are all ideas that will come around for further discussion after the November gubernatorial election, which Spotswood sees as unlikely to affect the underlying dysfunctionality of state government, regardless of the outcome.
There's not a significant difference in the long-term effect on the state of California of either Meg Whitman or Jerry Brown. Neither of these two players are game changers unless you're interested in particular policy issues. But I don't think either of them are going to bring about a dramatic shift of California away from its dysfunction.
And there's something else he predicts is even less likely to change.
Nobody calls for abolishing Prop 13's restriction on residential taxes. The only debate is over split rolls for commercial property. Given the 2/3 necessary for a vote and the people's distrust on the government, I don't see Prop 13 being changed ever.
Dick Spotswood will join me on KRCB-TV for election coverage on the night of November 2nd. His blog about North Bay politics, The Militant Centrist, is hosted by the Marin Independent Journal. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.